Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an incredibly important radio transmission lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. Charlie Sheen is coming up in the third segment of this hour with the winner of the 20 Minutes with the President contest. It is the 29th day of November 2009 on this Sunday edition. Webster Griffin Tarpley to talk about ClimateGate in the last 30 minutes of the radio broadcast today. And just so many other important police state issues and economic issues that we are going to be covering as well. On top of all that, four police shot dead in coffee shop in Washington State, in a suburb of Seattle, killed execution style. Is it drug related? Or will they claim that Islamist terrorists did it? We are all trying to analyze this right now and find out what's happening. But again, Charlie Sheen coming up in T-minus 15 minutes from now, live with us on air. Then we're going to get the winner of the 20 Minutes with the President contest, video contest that was really the brainchild of Charlie Sheen, the idea of taking the 20 key points in an interview with the president, an interview, a dialogue he wishes would happen to bring more attention to 9/11 truth and why those of us in 9/11 truth question the official fable. So that is coming up. We are also going to be taking your phone calls later on, but the phones aren't open quite yet. Here is the stack on the ClimateGate information I have. We're going to be covering this after Charlie Sheen leaves us at about 45 after. He's going to do two segments with us tonight. Climate change. This is the worst scientific scandal of our generation. More than that, I can't think of a scientific fraud in the last couple hundred years bigger than this, other than the Nazis and their scientific fraud. Everything they did was claimed through their pseudoscience of the Aryan race and the world, the global government they were going to build based on eugenics. But when you realize that this is part of eugenics, the whole global warming, man-made global warming movement is, then it makes total and complete sense. Lord Mockton was on with us Friday for over an hour, an incredible interview. He went further than he's ever gone in the past. He said, shut down the United Nations, arrest Al Gore. The video clips of that and the key article written by Paul Joseph Watson are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And on Google searches, the number one search in the last week has been ClimateGate. So even though a lot of the mainstream media is blacking out this news story and trying to spin it when they do report on it, the number one issue on the web is ClimateGate, fully eclipsing the fraud of man-made global warming. Also, I keep getting emails and phone calls here to the office saying I work for the oil companies. Later, I'm going to go over The Guardian, The New York Times, Bloomberg. Exxon chief backs carbon tax. That's London Guardian. Bloomberg, Shell calls for global expansion of cap-and-trade CO2 programs. We're going to play a video clip of an international TV ad running with Dutch Royal Shell calling for a global tax. Here's another article. Shell, cap-and-trade is a good thing. So I want to go over that and point out that the media keeps saying on healthcare that the insurance companies are against it when they wrote the bill and admit it. The oil companies are behind the cap-and-trade scam. It's all coming up. Plus, climate change data dumped, Times Online, Times of London. The East Anglia head UN university that they got all their data from has now destroyed the data. They're in a lot of trouble. That's coming up as well. Stay with us. We're going to cover ClimateGate, then Charlie Sheen live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, 29th day of November 2009 edition. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to... You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You have found at the front lines of the info war. It's not about left and right. It's about justice. It's about integrity. It's about exposing the world government openly being set up by a private group of central banks across the planet. And there can no longer be any denial. The head of the UN, the head of the EU, Al Gore, all these world leaders are announcing planetary government is here, and the global cap and trade, cap and tax system is the funding mechanism for their world government. And we are now more than a week into ClimateGate. Internal emails and documents from inside the East Anglia University in England, the main university, sourced and used as one of three climate centers to study man-made global warming, engaged in premeditated fraud with the UN, the NASA Goddard Space Center, and more. We'll give you all the latest developments on that coming up. We are also, of course, going to be interviewing Charlie Sheen live on air coming up in the next segment on this 29th day of November 2009 on this live Sunday edition. Charlie Sheen is coming up this evening with us live on air with the winner of the 20MinutesWithThePresident.com contest. And we'll give you more details of that coming up this evening. Very appreciative to Charlie and having the idea to do this and all that he's been doing, exposing false flag stage government terrorism like 9/11. We are here to expose frauds. We are here to expose hoaxes. We are here to tell the truth about what's happening in our planet. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may. Okay. Friday, I wasn't intending to come in and do a live radio show, but Jesse Ventura contacted me and said, Alex, I'm getting ready to do a big media blitz Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday ahead of American Conspiracy. Well, that's the name of his new book. The show was going to be called American Conspiracy, a name I coined. But so they call it Conspiracy Theory, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on True TV, their big show of the winter, December 3rd, next Wednesday. So I had Jesse Ventura on for more than an hour Friday. And thank God we came in because Lord Monckton, Viscount, British Viscount, contacted us and said, I would love to come on Friday. So we had Viscount Christopher Monckton on, blowing the whistle on the world government takeover plan. An incredible interview posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he, in a devastatingly efficient and focused fashion, like a particle beam at the CERN reactor, focuses in on all the lies and fraud of ClimateGate. It's an amazing interview. I'm tempted to re-air it this week or maybe even next Sunday because it is so powerful. Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us, historian, economist, to break down the scientific fraud of man-made global warming in the aftermath of ClimateGate being the number one news story worldwide in the last week. And I'm very proud that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com last Thursday were amongst the first major alternative news websites to link to the WikiLeaks documents with ClimateGate. Now, what has happened? We predicted last Sunday that the United Nations, NASA, and the British University that were caught doing this would come out and say that the emails were fake. But actually, what we're partially right, partially wrong. They came out, they got called by the Associated Press first. They returned calls to the AP first. They got calls 7, 8, 9 days ago from other media. And the AP said, did you write this? And the head scientist, Jones and others, said, yes, we did write these emails, and there's a criminal investigation on who leaked these. Now more and more it looks like the media is calling it a hack, but it was internal scientists below these guys who were worried about going to prison, and that's in the emails for lying that leaked it. That's the evidence now beginning to come out. But instead they've said, well, they're taken out of context. And mainstream media has written headlines like, emails not accurate. Then you read the sub article that says, well, they really wrote this, but it was taken out of context. People didn't read the whole 1,000-plus emails and hundreds of internal documents. Well, now the research community's had a chance to go over them, and it's even worse than what we said. Not only is the United Nations, NASA, and this head climate research facility in England, East Anglia University in eastern England, caught lying, but they're in there talking about how to persecute other scientists. They are in the emails talking about how to block peer-reviewed journals from publishing science and real scientific readings that prove them to be liars. And they're in there talking to the British government and the U.S. government about how to block FOIA requests. And they're in there talking to the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, on how to block the release of this information. And it turns out the BBC, almost 6 weeks ago, 5+ weeks before this was released to the mainstream, the BBC was given these emails and documents and decided to cover it up. So they're in a lot of trouble right now. But even more importantly, now we've learned that in the documents that were released on WikiLeaks, the big site where whistleblowers release information, and the university has confirmed that this is their computer programs, that in the code to the program are notes by the programmer for others using it saying, this is a fraud, it's getting colder, here's how you cover it up, here's how you manipulate the data. So we have the very software from the computer program that was used to integrate all this climate data around the world in the notes on the programming itself saying this is a fraud and a lie. Now in New Zealand and Australia, and it's coming out in Canada as we speak, that universities and UN-affiliated weather climatology centers have been caught, ladies and gentlemen, have been caught. Listen to this. We have this all linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's London Telegraph, the Daily Mail out of Canada, all mainstream news. That's the big New Zealand papers, ABC News, Australia. They have been caught not just faking the data at the UN climate centers, but the nations themselves have been caught cooking the books as well to get the fraud in line. Because in the last decade, real climate scientists, independent climate scientists, would call up universities and groups and get their data and then go match it to the UN's data, claiming Australia or Canada or the U.S. or Europe or Russia were hotter, and saying, well, their actual buoy data from the ocean or their actual weather center data shows it was cooling. Why do you say it was heating? Did you fake that data? And they'd say, oh, we just made a mistake. So they started getting caught doing this a decade ago, right around 9, 10 years ago, depending on the nation. And so they began to integrate together and get their fraud on the same page. This is a massive criminal conspiracy. Senator Inhofe has called for criminal investigations. Lord Monckton, part of the House of Lords, Viscount, one of the biggest positions in the government over there and the Peerage, on this radio show Friday, called for shutting down the United Nations and arresting Al Gore and arresting the head UN scientist, Professor Jones, and arresting all of these people. So that is all coming up. Now, Charlie Sheen is going to be with us for 2 segments. In the first segment, it's just going to be Charlie and I. Then we're going to have the winner of 20 minutes with the president contest. We'll tell you all about that contest. Most of our listeners are fully aware of it. The website is 20minutesofthepresident.com. You spell out 20 minutes with the president.com. Fully spell it out. It's not a numerical prefix at the beginning. You have to spell it out. We tried to get the domain and couldn't. So 20minuteswiththepresident.com, and you can see all the great 9/11 research that Charlie Sheen engaged in. And it's been over 150 videos were submitted. Dozens of them were of incredible quality. It's reached already millions of people. Just his message to the president has had several million views online that we know of, 900,000 just on one YouTube channel. So Charlie Sheen coming up after this quick break. We are live on this 29th day of November, this Sunday, transmission. Stay with us. We'll be back with Charlie Sheen and then the winner of the 20 Minutes with the President video contest. Stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen. We have Charlie Sheen live with us on this November 29th Sunday edition. And Charlie really needs no introduction. The star of Two and a Half Men, star of Spin City, so many blockbuster films. Of course, the great son of Martin Sheen, the brother of Emilio Estevez. He had the idea 3 months ago to really write his thoughts about 9/11, his questions, like six of the 10 9/11 commission members saying that the official story was a fraud and a lie and there was a cover-up. John Farmer, the head lawyer, saying it was a criminal cover-up. Charlie wanted to use his notoriety selflessly to try to have a real debate about this, thinking, gee, we've got a new president. Surely this should happen. So Charlie Sheen's with us, and in a few minutes we're going to bring up the winner. I don't know if I should announce this or if Charlie should, of the 20 Minutes with the President video contest. Charlie, it's great to have you here with us, my friend.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. They didn't punch you up yet. That's their specialty. I'm just joking. Hey, it's good to have you here, buddy.
It's great to be here, man.
I mean, really, this is an exciting contest. We got over 150 great entries. Maybe for listeners that just tuned in, give them some background on your questions of 9/11, why you came up with the idea for 20 Minutes with the President, and then the subsequent contest.
Well, you know, I felt because it was our first, you know, new president in almost a decade, and that the entire movement had been stonewalled so terribly and so completely by the Bush administration and by the mainstream media, that I felt, based on, you know, all of his campaign promises and other rhetoric, that he might be the guy that I could go to establish the message of, you know, new president, new investigation, because here we are this many years later, and there's just too many unanswered questions. There's just too many holes in the story that you could fly planes through. And it just, I felt that if I created this, I guess, a piece of, you know, fantasy journalism, but rooted in and supported in fact, that if we put this out, that it would generate enough attention and enough pressure that, you know, on the Obama administration, that they perhaps would be forced into giving me this time. But as we all know, here we are a few months later, and nothing of the sort occurred. In fact, what was really interesting, and I think it really showed their hand, is how they refused to acknowledge this document, other than, you know, with Fox News and a few others, just radically blatant hit pieces on me and not the facts and not the document. And so I think that was really telling, that they just went back to their old bag of dirty tricks and, you know, attacked the man and didn't deal with the message, you know.
Well, Larry King, I mean, a little bit of inside baseball, he wanted to interview you but then couldn't find anyone to debate you. And the same thing happened over and over again. They wanted to have one-sided events where they would bash you and you couldn't respond, or where they were going to have two people gang up on you and you against them. And so it never happened. The debates never happened because they wanted to have a rigged fight.
Well, yeah, it was definitely a fixed fight. And also, you know, you and I had discussed this and looked at the emails, and in our combined experience, we both felt that it was just a, you know, a minefield and a, you know, or a bear trap that we'd be walking into. Even though they presented it as though it would be a fair and balanced debate, with both sides getting equal time and blah blah blah, but I think we both knew that it was just an ambush, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, you were contacted by so much media that wanted to have one-sided interviews or debates, or have you taped and then have somebody else live to counter you, that I didn't even contact you about the CBC, the Fifth of State, wanted to interview you. And then they actually released the interview live on CBC in Canada last week. And it's actually not just a fair piece. It admits that they contacted the FBI. This is the first time mainstream media has reported on this. And Ted Olson, Barbara Olson's husband from Flight 77, they admitted on CBC that the FBI told them that, yeah, she didn't make these phone calls. She never talked to him. It's all a lie. So that is a big deal. And that's something that came out of this, because Fifth of State originally started doing this report just on the issue of Charlie Sheen going public. But then you never talked to him because I never told you about the contact.
Right.
And so now the truth actually came out. That's a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. And I think that story even broke, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was like February of 07 when the FBI first admitted that.
Yes.
And that's actually one of the 20 bullet points in 20 Minutes with the President. And I just think that is the mother of all lies. That is the one that says, wait a minute, folks, wait a minute. If that call didn't go through, if they completely lied about that, then how do we explain all the other phone calls? How do we explain all the phone calls and especially the one that gave us our battle cry, let's roll, you know?
Well, of course. I mean, first they said, oh, all these phone calls got made. And they said they weren't from air phones. And at 20,000, 30,000, 33,000 feet, they're making calls. Phones in 2009 don't work from that altitude. It's fake. And mothers were interviewed saying, their son would say, it's me. You believe me, don't you? And then it would be one-way conversations with the few phone calls. And now the Barbara Olson call is fake. I mean, that's just one of thousands of smoking guns. I mean, how much trouble did we have at your house doing the research, writing 20 Minutes with the President over those two or three weekends I spent with you, Charlie? Some days 14, 15 hours a day, you know, going back over the research.
Right.
Just trying to boil it down to 20 points. It's a orgy of evidence.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think we did a really good job, if I can say so myself, of picking out the 20 that were really, really just completely bulletproof. You know, I think the ones that we put in there, I think that's why mainstream media had such a problem with it, because they looked at it and they went, oh, crap. Now what? Now what? Oh, let's just, you know, let's just accuse him of all that crap he did 20 years ago, you know, real or imagined, and we'll just tear him apart and dismiss this thing, and it'll go away, you know. But with the contest, excuse me, which we're going to talk about, it's given it a second and a third wave of life into the, you know, with YouTube and other media outlets, you know. And I think it's really important, because those videos are going to exist and be available, just like the document will, for years to come, you know, and will continue to fuel debate and hopefully wake people up and, you know, at some point bring us closer to the truth.
Well said, my friend. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with the winner of 20MinutesWithThePresident.com contest. The winner is now posted at Infowars.com. Over 150 great videos introduced. But the gentleman we're going to be talking to on the other side of this break after the news is the winner. And it wasn't a hard choice. And Charlie will tell that story. We'll talk to the winner on the other side of this break. I'm Alex Jones. Charlie Sheen is our guest. We'll be right back.
Attention, the number of the poison population is approaching 200 million in the U.S. Do not believe the official census numbers. The 200 million correlates to those who have been methodically, intentionally poisoned, identified by the blood types of A, B, and O. These blood types have damaged DNA and immune systems due to unbalanced blood pH levels brought about by slow poisoning over generations. Type AB is the healthy, unpoisoned blood type with neutral pH and normal DNA and immune function. Calculate their number, for it is 666. That is 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. They proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ. Now their time has come, their day of punishment, and all that is written. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million. Estimated time of arrival, 21st through the 27th of December 2009. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. Poisoning of mankind, blood types, evolution theory, global warming, Shroud of Turin, and Illuminati.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I liken Charlie Sheen politically to the unicorn, this mythical creature. You know, top star, A-plus super list, doesn't get involved in a lot of political issues, a very intensely private person, but went public for 9/11 Truth 3.5 years ago, first on this radio show, and since then, Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and so many others we've educated. Former German defense ministers, now the number two in the Japanese government, the vice president going public here on this show. Charlie's courage, every time I talk to one of these people, is what spurred them to first investigate it. And he's just such a great person, and I salute him because, you know, he's somebody who makes tens of millions of dollars a year, has so much to lose, and gets attacked for doing what he does. That courage resonates with everyone. Charlie, announcing the winner. You want to do it, or should I?
I'm going to let you do it, Alex.
All right. Christo Garcia is the winner. Tomorrow I'm going to announce second and third place myself because I judge those. His video, 20 Minutes with the President, it's linked up on InfoWars.com. Charlie, we're bringing him up, but why did you choose watching that 150-plus videos, one of the first that came in? You watched them all. Why did you choose 20 Minutes with the President by Christo Garcia?
It was so obvious, Alex, that that was the one to beat. And so the fact that it showed up early, it gave us something to – it gave us a phenomenal – piece to gauge the others against or to judge the others against, and there was nothing that there was nothing that could unseat it as the front runner, and it just it just sat on top. And you know, I tip my hat to all the other entries and all the other interpretations and the effort and the heart and the passion that went into all those other creations. And I'm so deeply flattered that people took that much time and that much energy to create these videos. But Christos just sat there as a short film, as a mini, you know, fantasy documentary that just was just head and shoulders above everything else, and it really told the story and it boiled down the facts, and it was intense, and it was well produced, it was well shot, it was well acted, it was just, there was something about it that was just wow, this guy really cares, really done his research, and he is clearly the winner.
Let's bring up Christo Garcia right now. Christo, I mean, did you know you were going to win? You introduced it so early. How did you get the jump on everybody? How did you, I mean, who are these great actors?
Well, that's a few important questions. The first thing I'd like to say is I followed the story from the minute that it dropped. I went to my wife, actually, and said, oh, my God, Charlie got to sit down with Obama. And then when I heard a week later that it was going to be a film contest, I knew I was going to enter into the fray. I knew that immediately. And, you know, I have to say that I might not – well, I wouldn't be here right now if I hadn't seen Platoon and Wall Street. I was heavily influenced by those films when I was younger. And then when I got handed Terror Storm, that woke me up to everything around me. And so today I'm standing on the shoulders of you two giants. And I'm thrilled to be here. But from the first moment I knew that this was going to be a contest, I knew I was going to enter it. I wasn't worried about winning as much as participating, because I feel that everybody has to get this word out.
Exactly.
And I was so passionate about it. I just happened to be, I mean, I was working on it all day, every day until it was finished. And I uploaded it very quickly. And I was just ready to send it out to the world, because I figured the sooner the better.
Well, I like your attitude, because everybody that made a film, they contributed to getting the truth out about 9/11 and all these serious questions. Everyone's a winner. And I think you won, not just because you have the talent, but because you had the right spirit, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, I would totally support that. Yeah, and Christo, maybe you could talk a little bit just about how you interpreted the document into the visual presentation that you created. What was it? Because I asked you during the break, did you film all the dialogue and then edit it down, or did you, you know, edit the document and then film that?
Well, it was a twofold process. The first thing was I didn't want it to feel too stagey. I wanted it to work more as a film, so I felt that I needed to trim some of it, which sort of broke my heart, because I felt that I needed to make a film that would really appeal to the novice of 9/11 rather than our expert viewpoint, because we're so familiar with all the points that it just becomes second nature that you know what the truth is. But for someone who doesn't know anything, I wanted to really crystallize it down, you know, to just those few, the fewest things I could that would stick in people's mind, where they really had to, you know, address those points. And many people have told me that, you know, it's a very powerful piece because of the way I condensed it. Now, after I shot all the footage, I still did a little bit of trimming, but I did most of the adaptation with the two main stars, Marcio Catalano and Greg Reed, who were just fantastic.
Yeah, they were, for sure. Yeah. Wow.
Well,
and did they memorize everything? Were they using cue cards? Because the dialogue got, you know, it's pretty dense in certain points, or is he just referencing as though he's holding the notes like I was in the document?
Well, it was a combination. There's a lot of complex dialogue. So actually, in the folders, they held the script.
I got you. That's kind of what I figured.
In between takes,
yeah.
I was picking off all my cutaways of them fumbling with the folders and all those nice little close-ups that I did as cutaways. I shot the whole piece in one afternoon in 4.5 hours from beginning to end.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had a really clear idea of exactly what I was going to do. Everything from the exterior scenes to the scenes with the National Security Advisor warning the aides not to talk about your arrival, et cetera.
Sure.
That was done from 3 p.m. to 7:30 in the evening.
Well, this film looks like it has a bigger budget than the $14,000 prize. And I know Charlie and I privately spoke. hopefully, if you'd like, put out on YouTube at your site, Christo Garcia is the handle. Put out the extended director's cut. I know I would certainly like to see that. What about you, Charlie?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, no, I would. I mean, I would even like to see outtakes, whatever. It's just, it's such an impressive piece that anything that went into it, I'm terribly curious about. You know,
I've got tons, man. I mean, it broke my heart to even trim. There was every little trim. You know how the business is. I mean, it's like I just if it's not absolutely the most important thing you're listening to, you've got to yank it. I just really wanted to boil it down to something very powerful. But, yeah, I've got a lot more material. I'd be happy to do something longer. But, again, on YouTube, I didn't want to do a two-part thing. I wanted to exist as a one-clip piece that people could digest.
Gotcha. No, I think that was smart.
Gotcha. Wow. Wow, well, congratulations, man. You really found the spirit of the piece. And translated that visually and dramatically, and it's just so impressive, and I'm just so flattered that that something that was just an idea, you know, turns into that. It's I guess that's how we make change, you know.
That's all it takes is an idea, yeah. And then you hand it to someone else, and now other people who have watched it, perhaps they will take it even further along. There's something about the truth that it doesn't need to be supported. Like, lies take support and effort and, complicated, conspiracies, et cetera. But the truth exists on its own. It doesn't need anything. So all I was doing was just passing along what you gentlemen had handed to me earlier.
Mm. Got it. Wow. Yeah, it's like I've said to Alex, the truth is unchanging, you know? The truth is a constant.
Yeah, to the Greeks, they considered it a divinity.
Yes.
You know, and you don't want to go up against the truth or you're fighting a losing battle.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you guys behind the scenes during this break. I know you're both busy, but time has run out on us. We'll see if I can bring you both back to say bye on the other side. I'm going to get a few final comments from Charlie Sheen. But if you want to watch the video regardless, it's 20 minutes with the president. Put that into YouTube. Put it into Google. It's Christo Garcia Production. Christo Garcia is the YouTube handle. We have it linked right now up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I just want to thank Christo Garcia for being part of this. I want to thank Charlie for calling me up 3.5 months ago and saying, I was sure Obama would keep his promise for change. We got to work on something. I've got an idea. 20 minutes with the president to see this grow. There's more chapters coming in the future. That will remain under wraps until later. But I just want to thank Charlie Sheen and Christo Garcia and this huge communal effort of truth lovers coming together. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%. 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, he had an idea, Charlie Sheen, director, producer, TV star, film star, and it has grown and grown. 20MinutesWithThePresident.com or Infowars.com. Christo Garcia, the winner, first place, $14,000 paid by Charlie. I said, we'll have second and third place. I'll pay that. I'm going to be covering that in the next few days. It was a lot of other great entries, but Christo's really was a cut above the rest. We appreciate everybody's effort. Everyone wins by participating in telling the truth. Going back to Charlie Sheen, Charlie, I mean, when we talk privately, you discuss integrity at the end of the day is all that matters. And I know this 20 Minutes with the President is really feeling good right now, doing the right thing.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. Absolutely. And the response to it, regardless of you know, how, you know, the mainstream media dealt with it, if you read the blogs and the postings and everything else, you can see that it really it really struck something with the people. It really struck something. It really, you know, reignited the truth movement on some level. It just people on the street would come up to me randomly and say, you know, I didn't believe any of that crap until I read your piece. And I went, oh, wait a minute. That's a lot of that stuff is hard to debate or disassemble. And it's wow, man, you've really opened my eyes, and I'm going to start spreading the word. And it's like, you know, it's like I told you at the beginning of this thing, if we can, you know, change one person's view, and then they tell one person and so on, that's how any movement begins. And so, you know, I don't look at this as, you know, 20 Minutes with the President as any kind of a failure, because we didn't wind up on Larry King Live or, you know, GMA or whatever. You know, I look at it as a real victory and as a real hope that people are, you know, ready to embrace the truth.
Well, it was a total success, but every time we got the emails, or you got them and you were sending them to me, it was, we want to interview you for the news, and you knew they could cut all that up. When you wanted a 50-50 live debate, they would not give it to you because they wanted to be able to manipulate and play with what you were saying.
Of course. Of course. It's what they do. It's how they do it. It's what they do all day, every day. And then, you know, it's, you know, as long as they've got them as their mouthpiece, then, you know, I don't want to say we're stuck in an uphill struggle, but we've got our work cut out for us, people. You know, there's no question about that.
At the same time, the mainstream-controlled corporate press is not going to tell us how much success we've had. Charlie, you talk about people on the street coming up to you. I've been with you when, you know, people come up and they bring up 9/11 Truth and thank you for what you've done. But I'm just little old Alex Jones with a radio show and documentary films I make. My cousin was visiting from Chicago, and it was my dad's birthday, so we were getting food for the party and you know, buying a late gift. And literally in Austin, every person we walked into, every person in a parking lot, all the people at the gas station, the guy behind the counter, everyone. I mean, it was like a hallucination or something. I couldn't believe it. Everyone was serious and focused and saying, revolution's in the air. The truth is, you know, there. We're standing up. You know, one guy mentioned Charlie Sheen, 20 minutes with the president. There is an explosive awakening happening, and we're just little ripples on the surface.
Mm. Wow, that's so exciting to hear. And it's happening on that level, hopefully it's happening domestically and globally, you know.
Well, it was your courage 3.5 years ago going public for 9/11 Truth that I clearly have tracked and chronicled as a trigger point, because people really resonated with the courage. They knew you're intensely private, and I'm not trying to sit here and, you know, heap worshipful support on you, but we do need to start respecting and appreciating courage again. Charlie, why did you go public for 9/11 Truth? I mean, we know you questioned the official story, but why did you take the plunge when so many other A-listers I've talked to know the truth but are scared?
I couldn't sit back and pretend like everything was okay and it didn't matter. It was because I was looking at how the state of the world was developing and how these evil bastards were ruining the entire planet and all of humanity with their evil agenda. And I couldn't sit back. And, you know, I think we spoke about this before. I first came out on the one-year anniversary of the war. And so it wasn't just a random day. You know, it was a very specific time to remind people, hey, wait a minute. Let's take a look back. Let's look at the reason we're there, and, you know, and the reason we have plans to continue through the entire region, you know. So it was just one of those things where I just I couldn't not do something. I had to come forward, you know.
Well, we appreciate it, and it's another example of standing up, doing the right thing. In the end, having a huge effect. Christo, you were trying to say something when I interrupted you.
I was just going to say that the patriotism and courage that you two gentlemen have shown inspired me to then begin making my own videos, and that's how movements grow. And it's just crucial that just one person will stand up and say, hold on a second, that's not the truth, and I'm going to stand up for the truth, and then you see that all the dominoes start to fall in the other direction.
Yes, of course. And also, Krista, we cannot wait, you know, we can't wait 50 years like we had to with Pearl Harbor. You know, we can't wait 30 years like we had to with Gulf of Tonkin. We can't wait, you know, 40 years like we had to with JFK. We just can't wait, because it's like, you know, the late, great Aaron Russo so eloquently said, you know, in his final interview documentary with Alex, you know, until we understand 9/11, we cannot move forward. And that was such a powerful message that he was able to leave behind. You
well,
know,
the
and
time
it's,
is
it's
now.
So, it's
I
so
mean,
true.
The time is now for action. And one of my favorite Alex Jones quotes is, if you want to rush, why don't you try fighting tyranny?
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Because it gets me up every day now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's always a fight to be had when you're carrying that torch, you know.
Well, Charlie, you are a chip off the old block. Your dad is such a great guy and so informed, and the times I've got to hang out with him, just another amazing individual. I know your father and mother and brother and other family are very proud of the work you've done with 20 Minutes with the President.
Yeah, no, they were thrilled. They were concerned for me and my family's safety and all of that, but, you know, most of that stuff just happens in the movies. But yeah, no, and they were really proud and they were really supportive. I still think, Alex, we should have videoed the night that my dad and I read it together to make sure that the final draft was ready to be published.
I know, sitting there watching you and your father, him playing the part of the president, which he's so good at, you playing the part of Charlie Sheen yourself, watching him sitting around that table outside under the Los Angeles stars, was just amazing, and I do wish, who knows, down the road maybe we can set up a camera and get your dad to read 20 Minutes with the President with you.
Why not? Why not? I mean, it's, you know, he's so supportive of the entire movement. He's not as public as I am about it, but he has, you know, he has gone on the record, and I saw a video of him.
With Building 7, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. He said he didn't want to believe any of it until he looked at that, and he went, wait a minute. That just doesn't add up, you know. And I said, well, Dad, here's about 500 other examples that don't add up, you know.
Well, so, gentlemen, closing comments as we end this hour.
Christo? Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, for giving me the opportunity to turn your script into a film. It was quite an honor. And, Alex, if you want me to make a docudrama about your life, I think that all American patriots need to be brought into the mainstream as stars. I think we need more visibility for you, for Ron Paul, and for other characters that are willing to step up and tell the truth.
Well, I'm flattered because we haven't really mentioned that Christo's made TV shows with P. Diddy and Victoria Gotti and others. So you're a big guy in TV yourself. Obviously, why you won, but everybody was open for the contest, but thank you. Charlie, 30 seconds, closing comments, my friend.
I think the three of us, Christo, you, and myself, need to get together and plan the next secret project that we're going to launch into the face of tyranny.
Oh, could this be the guy to be part of your next operation?
Yes, indeed. I think we found our man.
Charlie Sheen, Christo Garcia, the winner of 20 Minutes with the President. The video's up on Infowars.com, the winner. Next hour, I'll get into ClimateGate, the latest vaccine deaths and recalls. It's all coming up as we warn the public about the New World Order. Charlie Sheen, Christo Garcia, I'll say bye to you during the break. I want to salute both of you. We are certainly brothers in arms, fellow travelers for liberty and truth and freedom. And I'm just glad to be alive and to know you. I love you both. We'll
likewise,
be right back.
Max, I love you too. Thank you, Christo. Congratulations. I'll talk to you guys soon.
You guys rock.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.